Welcome back here to Brashear Field, where we're getting ready to start the second game of our doubleheader. In the first game, if you weren't around, the Lady Tigers of Brashear fell 10-4 to the Linn County Mustangs. The Mustangs put up some runs earlier on, but the Tigers made a little bit of a rally in the seventh inning, but fell just a little bit short. And so they fall to 0-2 on this young season, and they'll be playing in the Atlanta tournament tomorrow, weather permitting. We're getting the coin toss underway. I guess there's no coin toss, never mind. We're having the meeting here to get the ground rules out at home plate. And I'm going to introduce you to your announcer for tonight, which will be Jay Scudder. He'll be handling the play-by-play. Here's Jay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Scudder, and we're about to get the game underway here at Brashear Field. Looks like we're having a conference out here at the plate. And everyone's shaking hands here, and it looks like the game's about to get underway. Looks like our pitcher here tonight is going to be Jacob Shipman. Shipman's getting his warm-ups. And there's the balls in, signed by catcher Justin Hazen. There's the throw down to second. And I think we're ready to get this game going. Up first for Linn County is Mustang number one. And here's the umpire's play ball. Shipman looks in for the sign, pitches, and it's a low ball in the dirt. Ball one. He's in the windup. He's ready. And there's a hard hit ball to second base. And they get him out for the first out of the first inning. And here's Linn County Mustangs number two. First pitch is a ball behind his back. Catcher having some trouble finding it, tosses it back to Shipman. Batter steps into the box. And Shipman pitches. Ball just low. Shipman looks in for the next pitch. And it's another ball low. So it counts 3-0 here in the second batter of the first inning. One out. And there's a high swung on strike. Counts 3-1, one out in the top of the first inning. Nobody on base. And there's ball four, and the number two hitter for Linn County draws a walk. Up next is Linn County's player number seven. Pitcher releases, and it's a strike on the low half of the lower part of the strike zone. Oh, and Shipman pegs over to killing at first, then gets the runner who was caught cheating. Now there's two out in this top of the first inning. Shipman looks in for the sign and pitches. And it's a foul over the right field fence. That makes 0-2 the count. And Shipman ready for the pitch. And he throws it in there. It's a ball on the outside corner. And the plate umpire calls it a ball. And there's a sizzling strike three. So in this top of the first inning, it's still 0-0. That and Shipman already with one strikeout. And here we are again at Brashear Field. If you haven't been following, it's the bottom of the first inning. And it looks like Justin Hazen's going to lead off the Tigers' offensive. Pitcher looks in for the sign. And it's a pop-up almost straight up. And the pitcher catches it for the first out of the bottom half of this first inning. Next up for the Tigers is number seven, Cale Watson. Pitcher winds up, releases, and it's a ball on the outside corner. 1-0. And the pitch, and it's a ball on the inside corner, 2-0. There's one out in this bottom half of the first inning. Score 0-0. And it's a slow strike over the heart of the plate, 2-1. And there's another ball on the outside edge of the plate. And the count moves to 3-1. And there's a ball on the inside, bounces past the catcher, and Cale Watson draws a walk. And stepping in next is number nine, Kylie Watson. Pitcher checks the runner and pitches. And it's a low ball. And Cale Watson scampers down to second base on the pitch. 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. One out and a runner on second. Pitcher looks for the sign. And the pitch is a low strike on the very bottom of the strike zone. Count of 1-1. Runner on second base, one out. And Watson swings a low strike. And Cale Watson, trying to steal third, gets picked off by a sweet play by the Linn County defensive. And counts 1-2. And there's a foul straight back into the dirt. Count 1-2, two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on. And Kylie Watson swings at a pitch, and they throw him out at first base. The ball rolled between the catcher's legs, but catcher made a nice throw down to first, and they got him out. And we're done with one here. Score still 0-0. And we're back again at Brashear Field, top of the second inning, and it looks like the Mustangs are going to put their big man in to do some damage. Score still tied at 0 here, and the umpire calls play ball. Shipman winds up, releases, and it's a high ball. Counts 1-0. Shipman puts one over the lower half of the strike zone, and it's the count's 1-1. And there's another pitch fouled straight back over the screen, and the count's 1-2 on Linn County's number 16. And there's a foul straight back into the dirt. Count's still 1-2 in the top half of this second inning. Score's tied 0-0, no outs. And there's a strike on the outside half of the plate. And there's the second strikeout of this evening for Jacob Shipman. And stepping into the batter's box for Linn County is number 6. Shipman looks in for the sign, and the pitch. It's a tower shot hit over the right field fence, and it's a foul. Shipman looks in and pitches. It's a bouncer right in front of home plate, and Shipman picks it up, fires it to first. It strikes the runner, and the runner gets on safely. Now there's one out in the top half of the second inning. Score's tied 0-0, and a runner on first for Linn County's number 8. Runner gets a good lead, and Shipman pitches. It's a high strike. Batter swung on that one. Maybe it was a little late on the swing. And Shipman looks in again. The pitch, and the runner goes for second. Oh, and they peg the runner at second. Nice throw by Justin Hazen. And now there's two outs in this top of the second inning. And that last pitch was a strike, by the way. So that puts the count at 0-2. And it's another high strike, and that's the third strikeout swinging for Jacob Shipman. Ends the inning. We're going to the bottom half of the second inning. Ties here at Tiger Field, score is still 0-0. And we're back at Tiger Field, bottom of the second inning, and score still tied 0-0. And the Linn County pitcher looks in for the pitch, and there's a blast drive to the top of the shortstop's head, and he catches it for the first half of the inning, for the first out of the inning. And that was the Shipman at bat, by the way. Nice drive by Shipman, and nice play by the shortstop. And now number 6, Matt Thomas, steps into the batter's box. Looks at signs from Coach Martin. Pitcher gets ready and pitches it. It's a low and outside ball. And the count's 1-0 with one out in the bottom of half of the second inning. Scoreless so far here at Tiger Field. And there's a slow strike right down the heart of the plate. And that's strike one. Count 1-1, one out. There's another strike, and Matt Thomas gets a piece of it, but drives it down into the dirt and behind the plate. Counts 1-2. And there's a high ball by the Linn County pitcher. Matt Thomas takes it for ball two. Counts 2-2, one out. And there's a little bouncer in front of the plate. Won't quite get there. Matt Thomas won't quite get there, though, and that's the second out of the inning. And here comes number 16, Tyler Killen. He half swings at a high pitch, and that's strike one. Counts 0-1, and there's two outs here in the bottom of the second inning, scoreless. There's a low ball, and that evens up the count at 1-1. Pitcher looks in and fires. And it's another low ball. Counts 2-1. And Killen hits one down to third base. Third baseman has plenty of time for the throw, though, and gets him for the third out of this inning. We're going to the third. Score still scoreless here at Tiger Field. And I think we're ready to go here at Tiger Field on top of the third inning, and it's still scoreless in this battle between the Brashear Tigers and the Linn County Mustangs. First batter, Linn County's number 4, steps up into the batter's box. Shipman pitches, and it's a low ball in the dirt. Skips past catcher, ball 1. And Shipman's ready for the next pitch. He pitches it, and there's a hard drive past the second baseman. Oh! And the right fielder, Cody Hayden, makes a spectacular throw to get the guy out at first. The ball was hit hard past the second baseman, and Cody Hayden tracked it down and managed to throw it to Tyler Killen in time to get the out. There's one out here in the top of the third. And Linn County number 3 steps in the box. And he tries to bunt, and there's a high strike 1. Shipman gets ready. And pitch. And he tries to bunt again, and there's another high strike. So the count's 0-2 with one out here in the top of the third. Linn County Mustangs and Tigers are still tied, 0-0. Shipman gets ready for the pitch, and it's a ball outside. That puts the count at 1-2. Everybody's ready for this one, and Shipman releases. It's a ball inside. That evens the count at 2-2. And there's another high inside strike, and that puts it a full count, 3-2. There's one out here in the top of the third inning. Scoreless. And here's the pitch, and it's a strike down the middle of the plate, and that's the fourth strikeout for Shipman, and that puts it at 2 outs in the top of the third inning. And number 15 for Linn County steps in the batter's box. And the pitch. And it's a strike over the inside half of the plate. And that puts the count at 0-1. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Linn County Mustangs and Tigers still tied at 0. The pitch. And it's a ball in the dirt. Ball 1. Ball 1 and 1 ball, 1 strike. And the next pitch, and it's a high ball out of the strike zone, puts the count at 2-1. And the umpire signals for Shipman to pitch. And he does. And it's another strike down the middle of the plate. Evens the count at 2-2. And Shipman looking for his fifth strikeout of the night. He pitches. And it's a ball on the low inside corner. And they call it a ball. It's a full count here, and the pitch. And the batter kind of chop swings at it, hustles down the line, but not fast enough as Tyler Killen runs over and steps on the base for the third out of the inning. And we're going to the bottom of the third inning here at Tiger Field. It's still 0-0. And it looks like we're about ready to get underway here at the field at Brashear Schools in the battle between the Mustangs and the Tigers. And Cody Hayden, number 14 for the Tigers, steps into the box. And there's the pitch, and it's a low strike. And the count's 0-1. Pitcher looks in. And there's a low ball. It dropped into the dirt, but the catcher handled it fine, and this counts 1-1. Pitcher's ready, and there's a rocket shot out into the right part of the fence, and that puts the count at 1-2. There's the pitch. Oh, and he gets hit by it. And way to take one for the team, Cody. And there's a runner on first for Michael McKim. And then the umpire checks on Cody and gives the play signal to the pitcher. And the pitch. It's a ball on the low outside corner, 1-0. There's no outs here, and a runner on first. Bottom of the third inning, 0-0. And the pitcher tries to pick Cody off at first, but he dives back in and manages to get the safe call from the umpire. Pitcher looks in for the signal, and he pitches it. And Michael McKim hits a foul on the right field side. He steps out and takes a few practice cuts, and the count's 1-1. He gets ready for the pitch, and it's a ball that bounces in the dirt on the outside part of the plate, goes past the catcher, but Cody Hayden decided not to go. Pitcher looks in and pitches. And it's a strike over the low half of the strike zone and evens up the count at 2-2. And there's a shot right down the right field line. First baseman misplays it, but runs out and gets it to get the runner at second. The runner at first was safe, however, so that puts us with number 13, Trey Treasure at bat. And there's one out in this bottom of the third inning, 0-0. Runner takes his lead off first, and the pitch. Oh, it's high and inside. Almost struck him in the head. And the count's 1-0. And there's a pickoff attempt at first, but Michael McKim dives back into the base and gets a safe. Runner takes his lead. Pitcher looks in and throws. And it's a ball in the outside higher part of the strike zone. It's high of the strike zone and outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. And there's a low pitch, and Trey Treasure does nothing but hits it and taps it right behind the plate. And now there's a count of 2-1. There's one out, and it's in the bottom of the third inning. Score is still tied 0-0. Kim leads off first, and they try to pick him off again, but again he's safe. Pitcher looks in for the sign. And throws a fast one over the outside low corner of the plate. And he gets a strike. Counts 2-2. One out. And they rung him up on a strike over the middle of the plate. And there's a strikeout for the Linn County pitcher. They try to get two at first base, but Michael McKim dives back into the base and is safe. So now there is two outs and a runner on first for Justin Hazen, the leadoff batter. And it's a slow ball outside. 1-0. Pitcher looks in. And here's the pitch. Oh, and he hits a sky-high pop-up to right field, bounces off the fielder's glove, and it ends up Michael McKim will score on this, and Justin Hazen will get a double out of this error. So now the Tigers have put themselves ahead, and it's the bottom of the third inning, and the Tigers are leading 1-0. And there's a runner on first for number 7, Cale Watson. Two outs here, and pitcher gets ready. And he pitches, and it's a low inside ball. And the catcher thinks about throwing down there, but Justin Hazen just gets to the bag too quick and gets credited with the steal. And now there's a runner on third and two outs. Counts 1-0 on Cale Watson. Here's the pitch about head high, and the umpire calls it a ball. So now it's 2-0. Pitcher gets ready. And it's another head high pitch, and that puts the count at 3-0. There's two outs here. Tigers leading 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike over the heart of the plate. Puts the count at 3-1. And the pitch, and there's another strike, and Cale Watson swings at it. So that puts the count full at 3-2. Tigers hoping to get another run here. Here's the pitch. And they rung him up on a outside pitch. And that's the third out of the inning. But not before the Tigers score one run. And the Tigers lead it 1-0 going into fourth. And we're back in the top of the fourth. Tigers leading 1-0. And the leadoff man for the Mustangs comes off. And the first pitch is a strike swung on. And he misses it. Counts 0-1. Here's the pitch. And he fouls one to the right field side. Counts 0-2. Chipman looking for his fifth strikeout. And Chipman gets ready. Here's the pitch. And it's a high ball on the inside part of the plate. And that puts the count at 1-2. Chipman gets ready. And pitches. And it's another high ball. And so it evens up the count at 2-2. Chipman pitches. And it's a low ball. So that puts the count full at 3-2. In this top of the fourth inning, Tigers leading 1-0. No outs. Here's the pitch. And there's a hard hit ball right over first base. Tyler Killen makes a spectacular jump, but it pops out of his glove at the last minute, and the first Mustangs batter is on with a hit. So So there's one on for the number two batter for Linn County. And he's showing bunt. And pulls back. Throws to second and a little bit too late. And the runner gets safe at second. So now there's a runner on second and no outs for this number two hitter from Linn County. And Shipman ready for the pitch. And he pitches. And it's a head-high ball, too. It's 1-1. Sorry about that. Shipman ready for the pitch. And throws it. And it knocks the batter down, and that causes the count to be 2-1. There's no outs in this top of the fourth inning, and the Tigers are leading 1-0. Runner on second. Shipman looks at the runner, then fires. And it's a weak dribbler down the left field line, and it goes foul. So the count's 2-2 on this number two batter from Linn County. Shipman looks at the runner, and he pitches. And the umpire rung him up on a strike over the inside part of the plate, and that's strikeout number five here for Shipman. And now it's number seven for Linn County. Shipman ready for the pitch. Looks at second. And the umpire calls time. The coach from Linn County is doing some talking with his player. And the umpire resumes the game. Shipman looks at second and fires, and it's a low ball in the dirt. That puts the count at 1-0. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Tigers are leading 1-0. Runner on second. And he throws another pitch in there. It's a high ball over the batter's head. And that puts the count at 2-0. And Shipman looks in for the pitch. Throws it. And it's a strike over the upper half, on the upper half of the strike zone. And that puts the count at 2-1. And here's the pitch. And it's a foul down the left field line. Doesn't quite make it fair. And that puts the count at 2-2. Shipman pitching well tonight, already with 5 strikeouts in 3 1/3 innings. And the coach from Linn County calls time to talk with his batter. And Justin Hazen trots out to the mound to talk with his pitcher. And the Linn County Conference ends. And the Brashear Conference ends. So we're ready to go again here in the top of the fourth inning. Tigers leading 1-0. 2-2 with one out. Runner on second. Shipman looks in for the pitch. And it's another foul down the left field line, and it doesn't quite make it fair either. The count's staying at 2-2. Shipman looks at the runner at second. And then looks in for the pitch. And it's a bouncer down the third baseline. They get the guy at first, but a dropped ball by Tyler Killen makes it impossible to get the play at third. So now we have two outs for the number four hitter from Linn County. Runner on third. And Shipman looks in for the sign. And he pitches. And it's a low ball outside. And the runner thought about coming home, but he didn't. So it's 1-0 here on the number four hitter of Linn County. Two outs in this top of the fourth inning. Tigers are leading 1-0. Shipman pitches, and it's a weak grounder down the right field line, the left field line, excuse me, and it skips past Tyler Killen. So the Mustangs score their first run of the game, and they put a runner on first. The third baseman made a not so good throw on that play. And it skipped past Tyler Killen, causing the runner at first to be safe and the runner to score. So it's 1-1 in this top of the first inning. Two outs for number six from Linn County. And Shipman ready for the pitch. Fires it to first base. And the field umpire calls the runner safe as he dives back to the base. Shipman looks in and fires it. And it's a hard grounder to short. Cale Watson picks it up, fires it to first, and Tyler Killen keeps his foot on the bag with a good stretch, and he gets the third out of the inning. So we're going to the bottom of the fourth here at Brashear Field. Score tied, 1-1. And we're back here at the Brashear-Linn County game at the field at Brashear Schools. And so far in the fourth inning, each team has scored one run, making it 1-1. Kylie Watson, number 9, a lefty, steps into the box to face this Linn County pitcher. Pitcher looks in for the sign and throws it. And Kylie Watson holds back on the tempting pitch. Counts 1-0. Pitcher looks in again. And Kylie Watson hits it. But he hits it right at the second baseman, and it makes an easy out for the first out of the inning. Well, that makes the first out, and Jacob Shipman, number 8, steps up to the plate after a brief conference of the Linn County pitcher and catcher. And the pitcher looks in for the sign. And Jacob Shipman fouls it straight back into the catcher, making the count 0-1. Jacob Shipman steps back in, pitcher ready, and he fires. And it's a ball that almost knocks him over right on his hands, and it goes for ball 1. 1-1 is the count, with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning, score tied 1-1, no one on base. And Jacob Shipman makes a check swing on a low pitch that bounced in the dirt, and that makes the count 1-2. pitcher looks in. And Jacob Shipman fouls off another pitch. He's been having a spectacular night on the mound. With only four innings pitched, he's already had five strikeouts here in this Linn County Brashear game. And he steps back into the box. Pitcher's ready, and he throws it. And there's a sharply hit ball to third base. And Shipman gets beat out by a couple of steps by the throw, and that makes the second out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping into the box is number 6, Matt Thomas. And the pitcher pitches. And it's a low outside ball. Catcher had a little trouble throwing it back to the pitcher as it bounces past the pitcher and to the second baseman. Second baseman picks it up, throws it back to the pitcher, and the game's ready to continue. Pitcher throws it, and it's a foul tip back into the dirt. And that evens the count at 1-1. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, each side with one here in a battle of the Tigers and the Mustangs. There is no one on base for Matt Thomas. Pitcher looks in again and throws. And Matt Thomas swings at an outside one that bounces off the catcher's glove, and that makes the count 1-2. And the pitch. It's a high pitch, and it goes for a ball, evening the count at 2-2. And the pitcher pitches. And it's a swung-on ball outside. Oh, and it's a drop third strike. But Matt Thomas can't beat out the throw, and that makes the third out of this fourth inning. And we're going to the fifth. It's still tied 1-1. And I think the game's about to get going again here at the Brashear School Field. It's the top of the fifth inning, and the Tigers and the Mustangs are tied 1-1. Stepping up for the Mustangs is number 8. He'll be facing Jacob Shipman on the mound.
Justin drove in Mike.
Okay. And Shipman's first pitch is a strike over the outside half of the plate. And the next one's a sharp hit ground ball to second. The runner was really speeding down the base path, but Kylie Watson tossed it to Tyler Killen for the first out of this fifth inning. And Shipman looks in for the pitch. He throws it. And it's a low ball in the dirt for ball 1. 1-0 and one out with nobody on in this top of the fifth inning. Tigers and Linn County Mustangs are tied 1-1. Here's Shipman's next pitch. Up and in, a little chin music there. And it puts the count at 2-0. And Shipman ready for the pitch. And it's a low and outside ball, putting the count at 3-0. And the pitch. It's a strike right over the middle of the plate, and the batter takes it for strike one. 3-1 in the count here with one out, no one on. In the top of the fifth inning, score tied 1-1. And it's a high ball. Justin Hazen almost had trouble reaching it, and that's the second walk of the game for the Linn County Mustangs. Stepping up into the box is Linn County Mustang number 3. And the batter backs out to get the signal from his coach. He steps in. Shipman checks the runner at first. And throws it. Batter tried to bunt, but it was a low ball. And the bunt fake drawled in the infield. And the runner managed to scamper to second. So it's 1-0 with the runner on second. One out in the top of the fifth inning. Score tied 1-1. And there's strike one over the lower half of the plate. And that evens the count at 1-1. Shipman checks the runner. And throws the ball to the plate. Batter fake bunted again. And Shipman appeals to the umpire, seeing if he wins. And the umpire said it was the ball. So the count's 2-1 with a runner on second. He pitches, and it's another low ball, putting the count at 3-1. Three and one's the count, and Shipman looks at the runner at second. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike right past the waist of the Linn County batter, and that puts the count full at 3-2. There's one out here in the top of the fifth, runner on second, and the score's tied at 1. And there's a high ball 4, and that's the second walk in a row that Jacob Shipman has given up to these Mustangs. Puts runners on first and second with one out. For Linn County batter number 15, the number 9 batter in the lineup. And Jacob Shipman gets ready for the pitch and throws it. And it's a low ball 1. 1-0 with one out. In the top of the fifth inning, two runners on at first and second, and the score is tied at 1. Jacob looks at the runner at second, then throws a way high ball to the backstop. Tyler Killen, coming from first, scoops it up and tosses it back to the pitcher. Allows the runners to go to second and third. And there's going to be a conference on the infield. The players are heading back to their positions, and Jacob Shipman is still on the mound. And Jacob Shipman throws it in there. And it's a high ball, but the batter swings at it anyway. And the count's 2-1. And here's the pitch. And it's an outside ball. And that puts the count at 3-1. And there's a foul ball pop-up down the right field line. Went about 10 feet foul, but that puts the count at 3-2. Shipman's trying to get a sixth strikeout of the night. And he does, as the batter swings at a high outside pitch, fouls it into the glove of Justin Hazen. So that's the sixth strikeout for Shipman, and the second out in this top of the first inning, top of the fifth inning. Here comes up the leadoff batter, number one. Shipman pitches, and the batter fouls one off over the fence, and it puts the count at 0-1. Shipman gets ready, and he throws it. And there's another strike over the outside part of the plate. And that puts the count at 0-2. Two outs here in this top of the fifth inning. Mustangs and Tigers tied at one. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball just a little bit low on the outside corner. And the umpire calls it a ball. And two with two outs. The runners on second and third. Runners take their leads, and Shipman pitches. And they hit a hard grounder back to him, but Shipman catches it and tosses it to first for the third out of the inning, getting himself out of a jam. And we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Scores still tied 1-1. And we're back here at the Tiger Field, and it's the bottom of the fifth inning. Score is still tied 1-1. Brashear getting their one from a run driven in by Justin Hazen. Oh, that was Michael McKim. And Lynn County getting their run from a misplay at first base. Here's the pitch to Tyler Killen, and it's a low outside ball, putting the count at 1-0. And there's low ball two. And here's the pitch. And it's a ball dropping out of the zone. And Tyler Killen takes a cut but can't quite get his bat on it. So it's 2-1 with no outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1. 2-1. And that makes it 3-1 as Tyler Killen watches another low ball go by. And there's the ball, and there's ball four, and Tyler Killen draws a walk off the Lynn County pitcher. And now there's a runner on first base and no outs for Cody Hayden. The pitcher looks at Tyler at first and pitches. And Cody hits a long shot into left field. But the fielder catches it and turns that into the first out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, there's still a runner on first and one out this time for Michael McKim, number 15. Here's the pitch, and it's an outside ball, 1-0. Pitcher looks in for the next pitch, winds up and delivers. And there's a ball just about took Michael's head off, and that's ball two. Two balls, no strikes, and here's the pitch. And Michael swings at a high strike one. Now there's 2-1, 1 one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Scores tied 1-1 with a runner on first. And there's another ball on the low, and it's just a little bit low for ball three, 3-1. And Michael McKim hits a bomb that hits the fence, but it's just a little bit foul. So now the count's 3-2. Tigers looking to score another run here because the score is tied at 1. Pitcher shaking off pitches, and then he finally chooses one. Pitches, and it's ball 4 on the outside corner. And that's the second walk of the inning for the Tigers. And now the Tigers have runners on first and second. One out. The pitcher's coming to the mound for a conference. And the infield follows. The coach. Yeah, the coach is coming to the mound for a conference. And they're having some discussion out there. Probably encouraging his pitcher. And it breaks up, and they still keep the same pitcher. So they're putting their confidence in him. Now he faces number 13, Trey Treasure, who has 2 ducks on the pond and 1 out. Trey gets in the box, digs it out a little bit, and here's the pitch. And it's strike 1 on the outer half of the plate. Come on, Trey! And here's the next pitch. And it's a low ball, and Killen heads for third. And Killen and McKim move up a base, so now Trey Treasure has a 1-1 count and 1 out with 2 runners on the base. And the pitcher's ready for the pitch. And here it is. And it's a ball dropping out of the zone, and Trey Treasure can't quite get his bat on it. That's 1-2. Tigers got 2 runners in scoring position, and the pitch. And Trey Treasure jumps over that one and manages for it not to hit him. Counts 2-2. pitch, and it's a grounder. It's a grounder to short, and they fire it to first, but not until after a bobble, and Trey Treasure gets on base with an infield single. Tyler Killen scores on the play, so the Tigers are up 2-1 in this bottom of the fifth inning. And up next is number one, Justin Hazen, the leadoff batter, trying to score that next run. Runners on first and third, one out. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. And it skips past the catcher. And Trey Treasure gets credited with the stolen base, stealing second. So counts 1-0 with one out, two runners in scoring position, and Justin Hazen at the plate. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike, a little bit high, but Justin Hazen swings at it, and that puts the count at 1-1. Justin Hazen fouls one off into the screen, and that puts the count at 1-2. Tigers are trying to keep a little rally alive here with one out. And here's the pitch. And it's a big lobber over Justin Hazen's head. And that puts the count, that evens up the count at 2-2. Justin Hazen takes a few cuts. And here's the pitch. And they rung him up on a low pitch. Didn't like that call, but that's strikeout number four for the opposing pitcher, and that puts two outs on the board. So runners on second and third for Cale Watson. And there's strike one over the middle of the plate. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Tigers leading 2-1. And there's a ball on the low outside corner, and that puts the count at 1-1. There's two runners in scoring position for Cale Watson. Here's the next pitch. And it's another low outside pitch. It skips away from the catcher, but Michael McKim does not go from third. So it's 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitcher looks at the runners and winds up and delivers. And there's a hard hit shot right up the middle, right past the pitcher, and two runs score on the hard hit single by Cale Watson. So that puts the score at 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And his brother, Kylie Watson, steps up to bat. Cale gets his lead off of first. And here's the pitch. And it's inside for ball one. And there's a lobber over the middle of the plate. And that evens the count at 1-1. Runner on first and two outs here for Kylie Watson. Tigers leading 4-1. And they throw over to first trying to get a pickoff, but Cale Watson's too fast and dives back to the base. Yeah. And the pitcher gets ready. Looks over at first. And fires. And it's another lobber, only this time just a little bit outside. And that makes the count 2-1. Pitcher looks and fires. And Kylie Watson hits the scooter down the third base line. And he ends up with a single. That one just ran down the third base line like a scared rabbit and jumped over the base. Then Kale Watson managed to make it to second, almost to third, but he got back to second safely. So now there's two on and two out for Jacob Shipman. And they try to pick Kylie Watson off at first, but he dives back into the bag and gets a safe call from the umpire. So there's one ball and no strikes here on Jacob Shipman. And he blasts a shot in the center field. And the center fielder dives for it. And the ball bounces past him. Watson scores. And the other Watson holds up on third base. And Jacob Shipman gets a stand-up double, putting the score at 5-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers lead it. So now there's two on and two out for Matt Thomas. And there's a conference at the mound, and it looks like they're going to put in a relief pitcher, and he starts to warm up. He warms up, and the other pitcher went 4 2/3 innings with 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. And it looks like the pitcher's done with his warm-ups, and the umpires go out there to the mound and show him the rules. So Matt Thomas will be the next in the batter's box as... Oh, wait. The pitcher on the other team is getting a new glove. So while he's out, I'm going to give you some statistics here. It's 0-0 on Matt Thomas with 2 outs and 2 runners on, 5-1 with the Tigers' favor in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitcher's finally ready. Now Matt Thomas adjusts his gloves and steps into the box. He takes a few practice cuts. Pitcher gets on the mound. Ready? And he fires. And the first pitch is a wide shot. And it goes about 2 feet over the strike zone. And here's the next pitch. It's almost the same, only a little lower, and that's in there for ball two. Pitcher's ready, and he fires. And that's strike one on Matt Thomas. There's two on and two out in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the score is 5-1 with the Tigers leading. There's 2 runners on base and a 3-1 count on Matt Thomas. Tigers looking to extend a fat inning here. And there's ball four for the third walk of this inning. And up to bat now is the first baseman, number 16, Tyler Killen. Pitcher gets ready. And the pitch. And it's a high and inside pitch for ball one. Counts 1-0 with two outs, bases loaded. And it's the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1 in the Tigers' favor. And there's the next pitch, and it's a strike right down the middle of the plate, 1-1. And there's ball two. Oh, and the ball bounces, off the bag. And when they try to pick off I don't know who they tried to pick off, but it bounces off the bag when they throw it to first, and a run scores when the ball bounces into the outfield. And there's the second strike on Tyler Killen. And here's the pitch. And there's a pitch about 3 feet over the strike zone, and that puts the count at full. There's two in scoring position for Tyler Killen. Full count. And there's ball four for the fourth walk of this inning. And up to bat now is Cody Hayden, number 14, to try to knock some of these Tigers in. And here's the pitch. Oh, and the lights shut off in the outfield. So they're going to have to stop the game until they can fix the light problem. And there's a complete blackout here at Brashear Field. As all the infield lights shut off also. And they fixed the infield lights. Well, it's still 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning with two outs. Well, they still haven't fixed the lights in the outfield here at Brashear Field, but it's 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning, two outs with the bases loaded for Cody Hayden, number 14. Well, here at Brashear Field, we have got our electrical problem fixed, and the lights are back on. So we'll continue the game where we left off. It's 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning, two outs, the bases loaded for Cody Hayden. And it doesn't look like the umpires are quite ready yet. And the pitcher is going to take some extra warm-ups. And we're finally getting the game underway in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitcher's ready. And he delivers. And it's a strike on the inside half of the plate. The count's 0-1 on Cody Hayden. And the pitch. It's low for ball one. So the count's 1-1 with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Tigers leading 6-1 with the bases loaded. And another pitch. And Cody fouls that one straight back over the screen. And it's 1-2. Tigers are trying to capitalize on several walks this inning. And here's the pitch. And it's another low ball in the dirt. The catcher scoops it up, so no runners have any chance to advance. And here's the pitch. And it's an inside ball for ball three. That puts the count at 3-2. And with two outs in the bottom of the fifth, 6-1, Tigers, with the bases loaded. And they walk in a run. And that's the pitcher's fifth. Oh, this is the new pitcher. So it's the fifth walk of the inning for the Mustangs, but only the first for this new pitcher. Now, Michael McKim steps to bat to try to knock in even more Tiger runs. And it's ball one in the dirt. And pitcher ready for the next pitch. And he tossed it in there. And it's a strike over the outer half of the plate. So counts 1-1 with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Tigers leading 7-1 over the Mustangs with the bases loaded for Michael McKim. And it's a ball in the dirt. So that puts the count at 2-1. And the pitch. And it's a low strike, which and he swung on it, so it's 2-2. And he hits a ball through where the shortstop is, and they get him out at first for the final out of the inning. So, after five, the Brashear Tigers are leading the Linn County Mustangs 7-1. We'll have the sixth inning coming right up after this. And the sixth inning of play is about to start here at Brashear Field. With the Tigers are leading 7-1 in the top of the sixth. Coming up for Linn County at number 17. Chipman is still on the mound. And he throws a zinger in there for strike one. There's a low and outside ball. So the count is 1-1 with no outs in the top of the sixth. Tigers leading 7-1. And there's another low and outside ball, and that puts the count at 2-1. Shipman looks in for the sign and delivers. And the batter fouls it straight back into the screen, and that evens the count at 2-2.
You know how disgusting.
And the pitch. Oh, and it hit the batter on the shoulder. And Jacob Shipman gives up the first free pass of the night. For the Tigers. And there's a conference on the mound with Coach Martin leading Jacob off the field. And it looks like we'll have a pitching change. And it looks like we only have 8 players on the field. Oh, and now Matt Thomas warms up to take the mound. He comes in relief of Jacob Shipman, who had a sparkling night despite the hits batsman in this inning, striking out 6 in 6 innings, and only giving up 1 run. And now Matt Thomas comes in to face the number 3 batter of the number 3 batter from the Lynn County lineup, with no outs and a runner on first. And it looks like Jacob Shipman and Matt Thomas will be trading places at pitcher and third. And here's the pitch by Thomas. And it's a high and outside strike for ball one. 1-0. And here's the pitch. It's a strike right down the middle of the plate. And Justin Hazen races to the fence, but can't quite get it. And it goes foul in the bleachers. So the count is 1-1 here on the third batter from the Lynn County lineup. And Thomas gets ready on the mound. Throws it in there. And there's a nice hit past the shortstop. That puts runners on first and second. For the number 4 hitter from the Lynn County lineup. And there's runners on first and second and no out for number 16 from Lynn County. And here's the pitch. And there's a hopper right down the left field line, but it curves foul as their count moves to 0-1. So it's 0-1 with no outs and a runner on and the first runners on first and second for the number 4 hitter from Lynn County. And he pops it up. And Thomas gets it from the mound. That's the first out of the inning, and the Tigers only have 2 more to get in the top of this 6th inning. Tigers leading 7-1, runners on first and second.
With number 6 from Linn County stepping into the box. And it's a slow strike over the outside part of the plate. And that's strike one. And Matt Thomas throws a ball on the outside low corner, and it's 1-1. And the pitch. And it's another slow strike on the outside part of the plate. The batter swings at it, but can't quite connect, and it's 1-2. Matt checks the runners, and a curveball over the middle of the plate for the strikeout number 1 for Matt Thomas. And that puts 2 outs on the board in this top of the 6th inning. And there is the pitch, and it's 1 on the low outside corner. So that puts the count at 1-0 to Linn County batter number 8. And here's the pitch. And there's a swing and a miss. So it's 1-1 with 2 outs in the top of the 1st inning, and Tigers are leading 7-1. 2 runners on base. And here's the pitch. And there's a little defense swing. And they get the runner out at first for the 3rd out of this inning. That inning went quickly after Matt Thomas came in relief and shut down the Mustangs. So the score is still 7-1 after 5.5 innings. And I'll say, see you later until the next half inning. 7-1, Tigers. Okay, we're back at Brashear Field. And it looks like we have a pitching change for Linn County. Instead of number 16, we now have number 7. And due up first this inning is number 13, Trey Treasure. The Tigers are leading 7-1 in the bottom of the 6th. And the ball goes around the infield. And back to the pitcher. So we should be just about ready to play here. And Treasure steps in the box. And the pitch. It's a ball about 2 feet over the strike zone, and that's 1. The pitcher winds up and delivers. And it's strike 1 right in the middle of the plate. So it's 1-1 here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Tigers lead it 7-1 with no outs. And there's a swung on and missed strike. So the count moves to 1-2. And there's a ball just a little bit outside, and the umpire calls it a ball. So it's 2-2. And there's a foul straight back into the screen. So it's 2-2 on Trey Treasure, trying to get some more runs to add to this Tiger lead. And there's a swung on strike three, so Lynn County gets their pitching staff gets their seventh strikeout of the game. And there's one out in this bottom of the sixth inning. Justin Hazen is due up next, the leadoff batter. And the pitcher winds up and delivers. It's a strike. It's strike one swung on the bottom half of the plate. And it's 0-1. And there's another swung on strike. Foul tipped it back into the catcher's mitt. So it's 0-2 with one out here, no one on base in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tigers lead it 7-1. And here's the pitch. There's an inside pitch, and it puts the count at 1-2. And here's the next pitch. And it's a skipping ball in the dirt, and that puts the count at 2-2. And they rung him up on a high strike that he swung at. So there's two strikeouts in this inning from number 7, the Lynn County pitcher. So Kale Watson will come up to bat with a 7-1 Tiger lead in the bottom of the sixth inning with two outs and no one on base. And there's a ball a little bit low. 1-0. And there's an outside strike, and that puts the count at 1-1. Oh, and there's another strike swung on the inside half of the plate. So the count's 1-2, with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. And there's the third strikeout for the Lynn County pitcher this inning. So Lynn County strikes out the side to hold the Tigers at 7. But the Tigers still have a 7-1 lead after 6. And if you're still with us, the Tigers are still ahead 7-1 in the top of the first as Lynn County's number 4 steps up to the plate. Okay, yeah, we're back at Brashear Field. Tigers are still ahead 7-1, and here's the first pitch. It's a little dribbler out in front of home plate, and the Lynn County batter racing down the line, but Justin Hazen picks up the ball and throws him out at first for the first out of this top of the seventh inning. And number 3 steps up to the plate. And there's a low strike down around his knees, but the umpire called it a strike, so I'm not arguing. And the count is 0-1. And there's a low and outside ball. So the count is 1-1 with one out here in the seventh inning. Tigers are leading 7-1. And there's a strike on the outside part of the plate. And that puts the count at 1-2. And there's the second strikeout for Matt Thomas on the pitch that was dropping out of the zone. So the Tigers have two outs this inning. And coming up to bat is number 15, the Tigers' number 9, the Mustangs' number 9 spot man. And there's a slow curveball on the outside of the plate, and that puts one strike on the board, so the count is 0-1. And there's a fast one over the inside part of the plate, and that puts the strike count at 0-2. And there's a strikeout swinging, the second one of the inning for Matt Thomas, and that ends the top half of the seventh inning. Tigers are still leading 7-1. And that's pretty much it for my time here at Brashear Field. Tigers win with a final score of 7-1. The Brashear pitching staff had a combined 9 strikeouts, which was sure to help them in the game. So, from everybody here at Brashear Broadcasting, I'm signing off.